Right now, Purim Neipuz.
Chaim.
Chaim, Chaim, Chaim. Says Ramon, Tov Reitz Adakei. The Lok is Chayv Mishta V'Simcha Ktsas Beiz Yomim Yudal Tezvav. The Chiv, right now, Mishta V'Simcha Ktsas. Betzim is already from last night. Meduik the Mishta Bura. Today, tonight, tomorrow. Tonight, of course, Ramon said also the Indian of having Yismach V'Yibak Ktsas Besuda. And Ktsas is relative to what you do maybe on Purim. Everyone knows the Master Vitri says it's Lel Shikurim, Kach Noigim Haver Mekoymus. They tell a very much about that concept over here. And the Ikkit Simcha is the Ikkit tomorrow. That's the main time of Simcha. Now, in the Gate of Purim, the end of Simcha, there are five mitzvahs of Yoyim. In of Suda, Yain, Mushalach Monos, Matos of Yoyim, and Megillah. Those are the five mitzvahs. The Gate, specifically this year, what everyone tumbles about is the Gate, the concept of the Suda. Having the Suda, when to go have the Suda. So usually by now, most people know exactly when they're having it. Are they starting in the morning? Are they having it starting in the afternoon or later on? So first, one child is, when to go do it, everyone knows. But let's say each one, once they go do it, how to go do it practically. Meaning, first, Halacha says Ramon on Tovei Tzadakei. He says, what's Halacha when the performance Chal Ne'er Shabbos, which is for us Yerushalayim is this year, and in 3 years' time will be the same thing in those outside Yerushalayim, which means for us in Yerushalayim will come out be Purim Shulish. We'll have Purim for 3 days. We'll have it Friday, Shabbos, and Sunday, three straight days, and we have Machmel, all the sheetahs over there. Fine, that's the Ger to Chutzlach that we have for 3 days. So, what's the Loch in the Ger to us this year? So, come on, Ramon again, the student says we're supposed to look at Chila have it in the morning, Shachris. What does Shachris mean? Says Mishri Brua, Mavucha, but he says it means before Chatzos. That means Chatzos tomorrow is 11:51. You're supposed to wash beforehand. Now, if you start washing 11:50, it's not going to happen. You say wash 11:30, hopefully get before Chatzos. That's a Gedel Chatzil before Chatzos. If not that, says the Mishbu, he sends you to Yad Ephraim, with Mitzayin, to Maril. Then the Loch is, you're supposed to do it by before Shah Asiris. Shah Asiris means a half hour before Mincha Ketana, meaning before 3/4 of the hour of the day, which I think tomorrow they tell me is 2:50. 2:45. You're supposed to wash before that. Let's say you did not wash before that. Can you have a Suda afterwards? So there's a Gemara in Gittin Daf Lamed Ches that brings down that you cannot have a Suda Gedolah on Erev Shabbos. And there were two named Mishpachas that had a Suda Gedolah Erev Shabbos, one on Shabbos. Nekru, they were destroyed. Therefore, the Halacha in Reish Mem Tes Beis in Hilchos Shabbos says you cannot have a Suda Gedolah. Says there, Amor, but let's say it's Bizmanoi, that's its time to have the Suda, the Maisetz Mutter. Kain Yerli says Ramah.
How much
once? Oh, once the mice at smutter, come on the place and say when you're supposed to have the chatchilo. The chatchilo says mishibur in the morning. If not that, before Shah Asiris. If not that, but the eved, even afterwards. It comes a half hour before Shkia, you're running late, you wash then also. That's what you do. There's an interesting shayla. Let's go Mekabel Shabbos from Plag and onwards and have the purpose to together the Shabbos meal. Make it so much easier. Let's Mekabel Shabbos. Put the suit together, have no problem. So they point out why in 3 years' time is going to be Purim Shulish in this country. Why don't we Purim 3 days? It'll come out, the Megillah will be on Friday, the Suda will be on Sunday, and we drink all 3 days. Why in the world do you have the Megillah on Friday and the Suda on Sunday? Purim comes out on Shabbos, have it on Shabbos. Says the Mishnah Berurah, quoting Ataz, who quotes Iran, quoting Rishalmi. So we should not have the Simcha of Purim, Chal, the Simcha of Shabbos, the Suda, once Chal upon another, and that's a push of the Suda to Sunday. Now, you're not supposed to have the Suda of Shabbos together with Suda Purim. That's the reason why we have Purim Shulish. So Lulik for the Dershu, who somehow brings down, you're supposed to put the two together. The Chorah, that's against the whole concept why we have Purim Shulish. And the Vada, you should not do that. A Vada, but the Evad, you wash before the Zman of Shkia. You start then. And then we get involved in the Suda Purim Mapa. But that means, again, when you're supposed to have the Suda, the Chatchila before Chatzos in the morning. Some will say even Chachila before Shah Asiris, but he ever afterwards, he's supposed to wash before Shabbos.
Does the Suda mean to wash?
Yes.
Does that mean,
now, the gear to Suda and Purim, what do you have to do for Suda and Purim? So, come on, the Paiskim, do you have to have pass? We pass, can you have to have pass? That means you have to wash. That is what defines the Suda by us. So, you have to have pass. Is the Suda also Basar? Most Paiskim say it means Basar Behema. Person will tell me this year, I'll have the morning, I'll have this bagel and the cream cheese and lox. No, that's not Purim Suda. Purim Suda is Basar. And Baker will say Basar Behemo.
Behemo?
I mean, a Fugit chicken.
Fugit chicken?
A Fugit chicken. They will say even more than yontif. Even more than yontif.
Turkey.
No. Not turkey. Meat. You have to have real meat. So you're supposed to wash before.
Cold
what?
Cold cuts with cloth.
Yeah.
If they're actually made out of
possibly. Yeah. Now, a person, if he starts his meal before Chatzos, usually to be mamshich into the night to Shabbos, which is big 6 to 7 hours later, to be parshas mappa is not that simple. It takes a lot of talent. Most people, they finish the meal, a poor meal usually, go a long time, 4 hours, 5 hours. Usually you finish an hour before Shabbos, you have enough time to lie down, let the women clean up the house, be ready for the poor meal, for the Friday night meal. But let's say you are zeicher to be mamshich l'suda, and you want to know what you're going to do come Shabbos. Well, let's say you start a little bit late, you start b'shar siris, or you're running mamish late, you start even afterwards with the yevet. What's the locha negir to come Shabbos, what you're going to do? So just the lochas, b'kitzer, and then the problems of these lochas, and then the eitzes. Very b'kitzer. Number one, what to negate paras mappa? So the first thing is, when it comes Shabbos, you have to stop eating.
Yeah.
What does it mean coming Shabbos? Depends. If you mekabel Shabbos a half hour beforehand, it means you stop then. If you mekabel it right before Shkia, meaning at least 2 minutes beforehand, after seven Shabbos, you stop then. If you do a lochas neiros in Isha, you stop then. Whenever you are mekabel Shabbos, you have to stop. That's number one. Number two is, the Gemara brings down Psachim and Daf Kuf. The locha is supposed to be poris mapo. Now, when is the sigur of poris mapo? It's interesting that Meiri writes in Psachim and Iksubis, it came out when Purim Shchal Be'er Shabbos. The Meiri says that's what was going on Purim. That's in Boris Mapo. Shulchan Aruch brings it down to get Stam and Erev Shabbos, Stam the Sugan Erev Pesach. But the Meiri says that Gdolim did it one on Erev Shabbos, Chal B'Shabbos, Erev Purim Shechal on Erev Shabbos. Now you're supposed to be Boris Mapo. Now Boris Mapo does not mean I see people cover their heads. That's not Boris Mapo. It means to cover. What? Shalom among the Rishayim, does it mean cover the whole entire table, says Lavosh? It means the whole table. That's a Silik HaShulchan. And then you bring it, and then it comes, you make kiddush, and you undo it. That's a new thing. What does mean covering the chalas? We should go like the Mogavam, covering the chalas. There's some people machen mean covering the table. We are covering the chalas. Why daf covering the chalas? Either one, taino, ikasuda is the lechem, alach yichi odom, or you see this top of the lechem, or you have to have a lechem over there. And therefore, to make the silik ashulchan is covering the lechem. That's enough. Or those are machen full of vush, sheet of the prima godom, covering the table, but not covering yourself. Covering your eyes over there, that's not the side over here. We're not doing a locus nervous over here. It means they're covering the chalas. That's the second thing. Third thing is, you come along, you make kiddush. Now the question is, usually most people drink wine by then. So you can't make kiddush, and what do you want to do? You want to make the whole nosach, plus bari priya gofen. Why make a bracha bari priya gofen for? The mice you milk drinking wine. So the mavuch among the shodim, ben yirucham, he wants a tainer, you're mafsik. You cannot drink anymore. A hefsik, that's hesach adas. You have to make a bracha by a priya gofen. Like havlum levarach, by birch samozin, that's a hesach adas. Oh, this tainer, why are you making kiddush for? To continue eating. Zaza the hesach adas. The whole kiddush is to be mamshik to go eat. Where's hesach adas over here? Therefore, the machlokes among the shodim, what do we go do, says the mishibrua, we make kiddush without bar priya gofen. Without the bracha over here. That means the person get up and say the whole nusach without bar priya gofen. Now, when you make kiddush, the halacha is you have to be very careful not to use yayim megula. The halacha is that we cannot use the chatchila yayim megula. Therefore, only open bottles you can use for kiddush. You have to be very careful to get to that.
If you wind the cork back, it's fine.
Yayim megula.
If you let the cork open, it's a problem.
So the Indian that doesn't taste as well, and the special hanhoga, not mitzvah the nechoshim around, a different halacha, separate halacha, that we don't make kiddush yayim. No, so they say if you leave it open to not breathe for 5-10 minutes, that might be better. That doesn't count as yayim megula. But you left open the past 2 hours in the meal, you should not make kiddush on that. That's Aleph. For either point now, the loch is a lot of people stand by kiddush. Those who stand, the Shavuot says the Vadi have to stand in one place, and cannot go from place to place. There's no be a smoke that cannot be yitzi you. So I think the eitzah of the people who stand during kiddush, poor Friday night, you sit. Otherwise, people are draining your room, they're not listening, you sit by kiddush. That's the third thing to get to kiddush. You make kiddush at the outpour of Pir Gofen. The fourth thing over here is you have to go wash your hands. Til Sadaim. What do you make a bracha? Make a bracha al-til sedayim mil v'sud over here.
How do you need washing
it? As hezach hadas, masham, that's so. It's a good shayla. Machlokes among nachoinim, but I'll give you a lot of behind it. The meister masham says, what do you do? We wash hands without until sedayim.
Karpas.
Like karpas, right? Out of sov brachas, again. Sov brachas local. Then we come, we do a moitzi. Again, machlokes yushayim, or mil v'sud, do you make a moitzi? So what do you do? We have lechem without taking a moitzi. Now, do we need lechem mishnah or not? Also, Shlomo Kluger says, well, not making moitzi lechem minora, so why need lechem mishnah for? Other time, well, first of all, the reason why we're not making moitzi lechem minora is sabbach lahakol. But the other thing is, you do need lechem mishnah. Why do I tell these ebbeze? So the mice, we have lechem mishnah. Now, we have 20 people at the suda. You're going to pick it up and be yaitz them a lechem mishnah. And you're going to go do what? You do nothing. It's a bracha. It's a bracha. So how are you yaitz the people? So, how many yaitz them a lechem mishnah? How are you yaitz them a lechem mishnah? So, the shalif, you can be yaitz. Shlomo Zalman says, you know what we do? Go, And everyone goes, And we have all minds. We carry the lechem mishnah over here. So I say, I said the word. You just say, you all have kavanah for it. And that's how you do lechem mishnah. Diane Fisher says, what is that? Where is the bracha to Mezarez? And he wants to know, what are you doing over here? Where is that lechem mishnah? Fine, so Elmo Semachem Shlomo Zalman. That's where our lechem mishnah is. An eighth point over here is Meister, once we had the lechem, how much you have to eat after the night? You already ate already. So come on, the Pesach can say you have to have a Shabbos meal. So that you have to have a Kiddush Makom Sud, you have to have a Gezayis. It's not a Shabbos meal, you have to have a case of Gebei over here. And ninth point over here, how to go do it, is when you bench now, when you bench one Nusach, so the Pesach can say only would say you're not Al Nisim, says the Mishnah Tart to the Sasri. That means first, how to go do it, make the 9 points. Number one is what do? You are Mafsik. Mafsik, that's it. Number two, you Paris Mapo. Number three, what do? You make kiddush without bar pir gofen. Number four, you wash your hands without until sedayim. Number five, you betzei upon lechem without a moitzi lechem in aretz. Number six, you need a lechem mishnah. Number seven, to be mekayim everyone at the shulchan, you try to go and everyone gets a little lechem mishnah over here. Number eight, you have to have a kebaya at night. And number nine, you say we'd say without al nisim. That's how to go do it.
If you had breakfast that morning, do you have another seudah?
Yeah, so we'll get that. We'll mamash lead. Those are first how to go do it. Now let's speak out what the obvious problems are of doing it, that those who try to bizarre to go do it, what are the problems over here? So first, the whole idea of Paris Mapa kind of true this that says they did it, a lot of people can say it's only Medieva. They want to argue the Miri, it's not like a chilul thing to go do in general. Why Mamshuk want another, how to go do it. This one shout is it like a chilul Medieva Aleph. Second is, the whole idea of saying Bari Pia Gafu, we're not saying. So Al Tzavu Bokh Slahakal. Especially you say the Lashon Boiv Nekadesh, it's only Tzavu Bokh Slahakal. Therefore, said, come along the grass, and the Pesachim say, don't get involved in the Machlekes over here, because where's your Bari Pia Gofen? Says the grass, about Nefer should not do that. That means, why should not be Paris Mapo? Says the grass, you have a problem, Bari Pia Gofen. Another thing, when you say the Brich Samoitzi, you're not taking Moitzi Lechem. You're not saying Al Tilsa Daim. Says the Mogar from the grass, also about Nefer should not do that. You get involved in Machlekes, the Pesachim should not go do it. A nochas sugya is what happened. You mamshuk the Suda. Are you allowed to have Mayer after the Suda? Or Shabbos always goes first to Mayer, then the Suda? So you're making a face of it, it's a big tumult of peak divek Kabbalah, you're not old enough yet, give it a couple of years. There's a Arizal over here that's brought down, the Goyim himself says, you should not switch the order around. My Sarav. It's Arizal, and a Moshe has to be chesh for it, you should first daven, and then afterwards, fine, the Shabbos, big tumult, what to do? Fine. But those want time, you should not have the Shabbos meal before davening over here. No chabaya. The main problem over here is, the main baya is the Sugim Al-Anisim. The Kamal the Paiskim say, do you have to wash on Purim? The Loch is the Maisa, you have to wash on Purim. If you forget Al Nisim, are you Chayzer or not? Kamal the Shlo, the Taz, Yamshu Shloima says, you do not say Al Nisim, you have to be Chayzer. It's Ma'akim and Purim Suto. Tal Shayni Mogavom disagrees. It says the Mishabru, if you get Al Nisim, Al Sabbos Lokal, therefore not Chayzer. But according to the, if you do not say Al Nisim, says Yamshu Shloima, you're Ma'akim and Purim Suto. Therefore, says the Magaram, Lohiti me pluk to zoo, do not do this, my mamshach into the night. One who says not to be Paris Mapa, says the Magaram, don't do that. Where's the Alanisi? What's my Akami and Promisudo?
Is there anything wrong with benching 5 minutes for Shkia?
No.
So then why can't the guy start later?
Because then you have another suit. If you're mamshach, you're boxing in Sricho. They have another. If you're mamshach. The other 8 is bench, and then they have 2 hours. Yes, mamshach.
It could be that Sudas for Shabbos, but then you get into the problem of 2 Sudas. Of Shabbos and Purim together.
No, so he's supposed to issue bet. He's giving Ace a bet.
No, I'm asking if you should do that.
A six bayah over here is, I think, to remember all these nine halachas is hard and this reality to go to. It might be nichel regularly, not only when you're very high. This thing that's another baya. Especially you might say it's nichel to get it from all rabbim. They mean kiddush al a gefen, al tisdaim without tisdaim, and would say without
wait.
The lochi cannot do things that don't have a tmul rabbim. I think it's tmul rabbim to go do lecha mishnah. I think it's just tmul rabbim. No, the people think. And the seventh bayah, if you do like the Mishpura says, in the morning, it's very hard to get to Paris Mapa. So this is the bayot over here. Again, the very simple. The one who says not to go do it, you have the bayah of Al-Gefin, the Baal Nefesh not to go do, the bayah of Moishe, bayah not to go do. Al-Dis is the main problem over here. To remember all the halachas is very hard. So this is the eights is what people are doing, who are trying to be Paris Mapa. There's one very simple eight to take care of a lot of these problems. Again, the main problem is, number one, the brach over here. Where's your boy Pierre Goffin? Where's your Almighty? Where's your Al-Til Sadaim? So what they do is very simple. They invite people who had the problem to do earlier. They come over here and they make Bar Pierre Goffin. They're supposed to. That's their Shabbos bill. That means the Shmuel Wina told me and Dovi Kappa told me. What do they plan to do? They plan to invite somebody from the outside to make the brachel with Bar Pierre Goffin. With the Amoyt Lach Menoritz. Now they forgot to do Al-Til Sadaim. I told them, so thanks next year they'll remember. Al-Til Sadaim, same thing. Tell everyone not to make brachel, I'm be to all you. Til Sadaim, same thing. Everyone wash your hands and be quiet. I'll be Amoyt to you. That's what you should do. That takes here. No, that would. No, they don't. That they didn't say. I said most of the problem they take care of. Marv is again, people don't seem to be worried about switching the order around. They got to do Kabbalah Shabbos. So, if you get somebody from the outside, so for example, they want time. Some of them are very simple ages. Let's say you just even kiddush Bar Pierre Goffin. So, what's the big deal? I and myself, I drink, but my wife, my kids, they didn't. So, I have a right to make Bar Pierre Goffin to be yotz to them for their kiddush. Why? And she'll drink the mala lugmov, and the kid will drink the mala lugmov, and that's how we come in Indian. So now, like Yishlo Fakpe, because the oil here is saying, do women have a chiyuv to drink on Purim? Women have a chiyuv. So, vada by now, the whole chabur knows. The word in Shari Tshuva, the Chiv Kol Mitzvah Yoyim, the women have to drink just like men. Shmuel Kamnetsky says men and women are even. I went to a Berkowitz, Barami asked this question, Barami answered the men and women are the same as Achiv over here. And therefore, to say I'm making Kiddush to be Yoyim to my wife who did not drink wine, so maybe she's drinking whiskey, can't I? She drank whiskey, maybe she'll be kind of with Atal Yoda taking drugs over here. But otherwise, not she did all there to be Simon Khan. Did
anybody mention that wife for drinking?
No, that doesn't matter. Again, does she do Mikkur Mekilah? Yes. Does she do Mishal Chmos? Yeah. Does Matos of Yonim? Yes. So, same thing, she has a chiv to go drink. So, everyone knows the chayiv inish of assuming Ala Yoda, chayiv inish is a lashon of a person, not a lashon of a. Does it inshi or ish? It's inish, and this is a person. As far as I know, women are people. Fine, you can argue the point different time. No, we can argue, but as always.
With quicker to do marijuana than wine.
So the H is the mice to bring an outside fact over here for them to go take care of. That's one main group of problems to take care of. That someone else makes a broch for everybody. The other main issue is Al-Nisim. What's the H for that? So the core of the H is to have a Suda in the morning, which again, those say you have a Suda, and then that's your Purim Suda. Have also then, yeah, and then bench, and don't forget Al-Nisim then. You'll get out of it. Say Al-Nisim then. Then, can you have the Suda in the afternoon again? Or that's a Suda extra that's before Shabbos. You have a Suda. A second Suda on Erev Shabbos that's called Purim. It's interesting, Shiloh. Taking it a step further, my sons are having Purim right now. I have two sons right now, one in Beitar, one in Rachfeld, having Purim right now. They told me other years they came home to have today's Purim, this year they're coming home tomorrow. Can I invite them to my Purim Suda? I might just have my girls my Purim Suda. Can my boys also my Purim Suda? What's the Shiloh? For them, it's not Purim anymore. For them, like Maisa, they had Purim today. For them, it's a Suda G'dol on Erev Shabbos. So my son Maisa called me last night. He wanted to know. Not that. He wanted to know. I don't plan to come home right away. I plan to first go to my friends tomorrow. I'll sit with them and have a Gishmaka time. Then come home, whatever. Continue the meal. Can I sit with them and have a Purim Suda with them? Is this a Suda G'dol on Erev Shabbos? A Suda G'dol. This is the Hak that came out the past couple of years. Are they allowed to have a Suda G'dol? Anyone who's been poor, they come with Ben Krach, have part of the Suda over here.
They didn't come to Ben Krach.
So, first, they don't want to drink. They ready to have Purim. They're ready, they don't want to drink again. They want to sit down and enjoy themselves. Have a good meat, killing the Suda over here. Oh, so the loch is when his man is mutter. Bismilo, that's his man. Pinyamin, that's his man. The question over here is, it's my man, but not his man, when it comes out to have a Purim tomorrow. My man, the Suda. So he's standing over here. The shell is by a bris milo. What happens? All this come and join in the suit of the bris milo. So they're also coming to join in the suit of a purim. So there's a lot of tainas. Is that true or not? The berkut, when they ask him this question, the tainas no. By there, you come a chilek of the mitzvah, the suddus mitzvah of bris mila. That's a mitzvah. Here it's my mitzvah. He doesn't. It's not coming the part of the suddus. He's not eating the suddus bris mila. He's eating. To be fair, it's my suddus, my simcha over here. And he wants a tiny lechor. They can't. My shiur Ruben gave a shiur about this past Friday night. He wanted to say, let's say stamazoi. Let's say even in Mir Brachfeld, where my son is, he stays there Friday. Can he have a suddus there also? Even in Mir Brachfeld, what's the shiloh? So I went over to Reuben. I told him, you're assuming that he cannot have a suddus purim tomorrow by himself in Mir Brachfeld. Well, the shiloh is only discussing coming to me, which you want tiny, yes, because he's my son, and it makes him more freilich, and he's being mishtat to my mitzvah, not like a Berkowitz. I tell him, even in Bnei Brak, he can. I told him that this before the Shulchan Atar, the Kamarna, he writes, that Zeramah, the Mo writes, a chiyuv 2 days mishtav simcha. He dealt as well. He's a mitzvah tomorrow. He's a mitzvah success. So what? And therefore, by a bris milah, how much the chiv sued over there? A seim. We'll have a seim tomorrow. Mishmur writes, Reish Mem Tess, Anse Beis, in the Bialocha, Yelana have a seim Erev Shabbos. Why? Because that's his man. He finished it. So why is a seim different than any case of tomorrow, of a Shushan Purim for someone who lives in Brachfeld? Lives in Neibach. What's the difference?
So it's only,
you can only have ktsas, you can't be mounted. Just like a seam, whatever you can have, a it's not worse in the case of a seam. That's Aleph, even in Brachfeld. Now, my son and my come to people of the Purim Suda itself, that being they say Shem Chad Knievsky and others of the Maisi, but start with the Suda, like in the case of Bismilo. So look what the Maisi can. Look what they say over here, you can have it. If still, take a step further. Now, negate the people who had a Purim Suda in the morning. Can you have a Purim Suda in the afternoon, the second Suda? That I think every Visa can. Because now this is this man. Can you have two suitors? I said, are you kind of the mitzvah? Let's say in the morning you only had one amount. Are you being moist in the simcha? Savadi can have two suitors on Purim. Right now is this man. How much? Whole days. He made simcha, mishtav simcha. Savadi can have two suitors. So, according to the kind of the inyam al anisim, have one suitor in the morning and second suitor at night. That's mitzad, if you want me for us, mapo. Now, the sort of things that come up on. Comes Purim, comes Friday night. What are the eights and negates? Certain other questions that pop up. I mean, let's say you finish your meal. You want a bench. Are you allowed a bench? Your wife drank on the Purim Suda. Could you make a bracha? Lokas Neris. Are you allowed a dav mayru? What do you go do in the gate to Mincha? So, first, if you stop before Chatzos, negate to Mincha, when to dav Mincha? So, the Seder is very simple. You have to know yourself. If you know you start at 11:30 and you finish by 3 and by 5:30 you're fine, Seder, down 5:30, call Kavod. But a lot of people don't know Slavdav Kabiyadai, don't know what they're holding. Therefore, what you should do is start at 11:30. Chatzais is half hour later. Then they have Davin Mincha at 12:20. Davin 12:20, 12:21. It's Chatzais. Davin then. And the question, can you Davin then? My said one already. So Loch is the first of four levels in the gate of drinking wine. It's the level of where you drink less than a beer, so it didn't affect you yet. Then the Maisi Lah Davin, no problem. The second level that does affect you. Does affect you. Except you're not Shikir Kaloit, or you. But, or you're not little level in Yochel Dabot Seymel. Yochel Dabot Seymel. It affects you. You're high. What's the loch in that case? All year round, the tefillah is tefillah, is narishkeit. However, it's good tefillah. Tefillah all year round. In Yochel Dabot Seymel, tefillah is a te'evo, disgusting, and vadish not daven. And the shikh kaloit is not becoming even tefillah. That's all year round. Now, in the gate of Purim, what's the loch in the place to point out? Again, if you're not affected, the wine of Adi can. But let's say it affected you. But Maisi, Yochel Dabot Seymelach, negated tefillah, and not brachas, dafka tefillah, Shemun Esrei. Says, if you read the Halach and Simen Tzedek Tes very slowly, there are really five reasons why not to worry about it on Purim. Number one, the Ramah says our wine is not that strong, even more than Revius. Number two, he says we daven from the Siddur. Number three, he says the Mishnah Berurah. This is Yochel Dabot, Yochel Dabot. Only Yochel Dabot Seymelach. Void over here, the our. Says the Mishmur eating of Teicha Sudo. Teicha Sudo. Number four, he says that the brings on Yom Shlomo and says all Yom Tovim. This is man to drink. The poem is this is man to drink over here. And Vaidi says that Mishibruah, we never have kavan anyway. So what's the big deal? He throws it in anyway. Therefore, the Pais can say no. Kiddush no. Shmon Esrei first. Shmon Esrei different than brachas. So loch is Yochel Dabel Fnei Amelach. On Purim, we go like this: Halacha with the Chachilah Davin at 12:30. If you Yochel Dabel Fnei Amelach, what does it mean Yochel Dabel Fnei Amelach? people lack a very high important, they let themselves out. So it means when something comes up that you have to be responsible for and you can take control of the situation. For example, I once was walking with my 2-year-old kid on Purim, Ashley Maladafno, and the guy is walking out there with Mamash drunk. I walk over to the guy and I give him my 2-year-old. I start walking away and the guy's like, what should I do with this kid? Take him back. Like, I don't know who kid it is. I mean, I don't know whose kid it is. Like, yeah, I picked him up in the street. I bumped you, it's yours. Now it's your job. The guy's like, what? Yeah, I don't know who's kid. I'm walking away. And the guy gets sober so quickly, he realizes he's responsible for a 2-year-old child. I was drunk and acting for this. The guy, after a minute, my kid said, Tati, Tati. The guy got very upset at me. But the Maisa, he was Yochel Dabal Fei Melech. Well, my kid, when he had a fight with the car, and the car won, and he broke his arm. So I was responsible to fix the take care of him. Or my kid had a fight with the motorcycle. The motorcycle also won. So for instance, there's certain things, and my other kid blew off his hand on for him. So when things happen, you learn to be responsible. It's little bit of Yochel Dabal Fei Melech. Don't learn from your brothers. So the... Yeah, very good mayor, right? So, there are cases. No, the different kid. A different kid. He made pizza on Shabbos. He has different stories. So, Yochel Dabal means Yochel Dabal, meaning when you can Yochel Dabal, not loved after you feel holos. There's a next level that any Yochel Dabal can make. You don't have it. Don't have it to lost the table, it's disgusting. You particularly like to even party, and it didn't touch Lumum over here. So, that's negate to tefillah. Negate to brachas. Which is when you should make a lockstance of Shabbos when she has to make a bracha, or benching is not a bracha. Why is bracha different than tefillah? Tefillah is a thing HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Bracha, tefillah is Hashem is there, Shekhinah is there. Bracha is not, it's thanking Hashem, but it's not even the thing HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There the lach is when even any yachl dabal fei melech, we still, the minute years we see them benching, and they're very gishmak hilis, it's something any yachl dabal fei melech. About you should start, say inside from words, if you can read the words, or you should maybe sing it, say word for word. About it, I think you better sing it.
What? If you can.
No, if you can. The Loch is, the Shibur says very clearly that if you can bench when you still Yochel Ladabas Vemel, it's better to bench then. But if you don't, the Shibur says still you bench.
It's
not Davin,
you
can
wait.
Bench.
You can wait.
Don't
wait. You're
not going to forget.
No, it's better to put yourself in a situation of Shikr like what?
So the interesting shayla, the Shmuah be'aloch means out for Chai Odom, is it better to drink until Yodah the mitzvah mincha mayra till Zadayim or not? He said mutav. He said mutav the person not l'shtaker and worry about the brachas of mincha mayra till Zadayim. It's mutav better. Not says not allowed to. Better not to. Not to get drunk. However, the mitzvah shayla who quotes his Chai Odom at the same time the Chavetz Chaim a little bit afterwards. He says, what do you mean? It's a mitzvah potter mitzvah. The chiyuv is right now. He says, mutav is better to go drink.
That's even the Rabbanon.
Now, the mitzvah is right. You know what that is?
No.
Fine.
That's even the Rabbanon.
Right, of course. So, he the Maestro, he disagrees. He says, again, it's a machalik, it's a klom, it's a mitzvah potter mitzvah. It's a machalik, it's a mitzvah potter mitzvah.
That's the Rabbanon also?
Yeah, they're talking about davening. Now, the question is, what's better to go do? The main am seem to do different than what the Shivachim do. So each law is each one onto their own. But there's nothing wrong doing it, but the Maisa, what's better to go do is Machlokes.
You have to bench before you get there. Does the Yamshim work for Friday night? Also, Pamir for everything?
Didn't we learn that benching is like tefillah?
It's been like a full sleep, I remember.
That's why you have to put on a hat and jacket. We learned that it like has a darga of tefillah.
Yeah, but it's not like with the Yamshim. Now, just a couple of things. That what happens? Let's say you come Friday night, Freilich, and you share your Purim Siddur with everybody around you. So it came out. So the question is, how to take care of it on Purim? That means how to take your everyone's sentiment.
First of all, you threw up.
So the question is, first, are you yitzir to this Purim? So the Paiskim want to know that if you threw up right away, you shlod and b'lemaisa since you enjoyed it for an hour or two, and then it came out. Let's see, kind of you see this Purim. Negate to benching if you threw up everything you buy, I can bench. That means you should eat more if you can. But negate to this practically, how do you take care of it on Purim? Very simple. You wash your clothing, you know, wash the floor, take a shower. What do you want for it's Friday night? So how do you take care of your body? How do you take care of your clothing? How do you take care of the floor?
Take a cold shower.
Right. So negate to first to shower yourself. You throw up, it's all over you. What are you going to do? So first, negate to, we learned the locha last year. Negate to taking a shower on Shabbos. About a shower specifically. Now, discussing your shower with cold water only, no hot water inside, only cold water. So, come on, the place can say, if you're ksas chayla, you'll have to take even a cold shower. But even not ksas chayla, the halacha that we mokam tsar, but Moshe says, what time the Shemir Shabbat Chosle, again, the little one to argue, or for Shabbat Chazanish, mokam tsar, the halacha is you can take a cold shower. Usually you're full with vomit.
What's the
get
you need to wash tonight?
What?
You need to wash tonight?
You can take a shower tonight.
No.
Suda. Wash. You can wash, yeah, sure.
You're supposed to.
No, you can't. No, you don't have to wash. The Shmur being down, the Shaiti, it does have a meaning not to boss it tonight. But
is that
Suda's permanent? No, very clear. No, not Suda's. No, only tomorrow. So, nicely, Yeshim Lissmur going to take a cold shower if you need to, because you're Mokum Tsar with Zay on top of you. And you get to the floor. We also learned in Simon Shalom and Zayin and Sef Gimel over there. You wash the floor on Shabbos. Mavuch among the Achoinim, you can do spa cleaning on Shabbos not. Shalom Zaman wants to be Mekel, Shamig wants to be Mekel, Chodshani wants to be Machmer. The interesting Shail over here, come along with Rav Eider, and he wants to make it like an in between level over here. One time, why in the world cannot wash the floors on Shabbos? Exeres Harisha. I can sweep the floor on Shabbos. Says the Mishabura, why? Because not a Dov Nochitz to wash the floor. If you have Tzay on the floor or a Vamin on the floor, then definitely get a Dov Nochitz. And therefore, Yeshua Melissimer do spa cleaning, washing the floor. The gate, your clothing, what to go do with it? The loch is to put wood on top of it. Shirus is ekutusai. Simishin bay, siftes, sifyot. Therefore, to put wood on top of it, even not washing it, is a deraiso. So, what do you do? You put it inside a bag. After Shabbos, either you burn it or you wash it. If you can get it out. That's how you take care of it. Again, you're washing your body, Yeshua Melissimer, cold water only. Again, to your clothing, you cannot do put any water upon it. Washing the floor again, or you can wash the floor with this thing to take care of it. Cold means fully, no hot water, fully cold. You cannot take any hot water inside. You buy himself a single official. No, nothing. Yeah, not that's my impression. Not lying. It's cold. It's cold. So there is a shella. Is it dark wine or whiskey? Lemaisa. The Sfarim like being a different rayas, the Gemara Daf Zayin Beis and Megillah Rashi has the word Chayav Ish L'Mesubei Rashi has over there wine. The Gilyon Yashah sends you the Sugya of Mabasa with the Mesa Midrul of Basume, says the Rashi Bama with their wine. Agam the Ben Gershom says over there the Basume means something that you smell that made the very high, it sounds like drugs to make the Oslo Basume. That's the Makar to make it with drugs, except for you. But the other Taina, we Shulchan Aruch, and then said the word wine. In Tavrei Tzadikei, we said the chiv of drinking. It does say in Tavrei Tzadikei, vav wine. That's how the gate on Einin. They credit there's a right or not. That means the steam of Shulchan Aruch point out does not say that for yain.
Kitzur brings down that since the nace was the yain.
Fine. The Bialocha says it's nace of the yain, but doesn't say dafki yain over there.
Maybe they had
my just to Messiah, it's a maestro I've said over, and I think Jewish people know. On Purim, you have to realize it's coming up Shabbos. There's a chayus over here that you have to realize you have a responsibility to your family, to your guests around you, to Shabbos also. You have to walk into the Shabbos, be mechubad. You have to have a Shabbos meal also. You have to think about your Shabbos meal. You have to realize that Shabbos is a case of deraisa over here also. You have to be responsible. Me and my brother once saw a person on Purim. He was basically wearing his birthday suit. As they say in English, he was Urim. So, what? So a guy was 17 years old, 18 years old, 19 years old, I couldn't exactly tell. But he still had a bismillah. So the shadow over here was.
That's a new addition.
So everyone's laughing at him, it was during the day, pointing, laughing. My brother felt very bad for the guy. He went over to the guy and told him, yeah, look. And the guy looked down and was like, oh my gosh, where's my cigarettes? Yeah. The guy was mama sugar colloid. The shadow is, you have to realize, that's a person's goof. And his begodim is his clothing to his guf. Our guf for aruchnius is our neshama, and our clothing to that is our Torah, is our mitzvahs, our chesed, our ben amuchavei, our derech eretz. And after 120, or after Purim, people ask you, "Yid, look." Our ningas go say, "Ah, I made fun of this guy, I got him good." People look towards Purim to say, "Ah, I can get away with whatever I did over here." People have to feel like there's a Shabbos thing over here. There's a couple of Shabbos here also. You have to be responsible. There's family around you. There's Ben Chaver, there's Derech Eretz. Are you the person going to look at you and laugh and you say, "Hey, where's my cigarettes?" Or you can realize there's a Achrayus over here. No cigarettes. You have to realize we're responsible Ben Chaver. The point of Purim is like, who do my Uruzu Torah, says Ramon. There are more things down. You have to start off the Sudas meal with Torah over here. I saw one guy make a list. What's Paris Map Makadish? He says, yeah, first off, 2 hours learning Torah. So I'm not going to do 2 hours. But that's what he says. The morning went 2 hours. Then we go to the Sudas meal. The Tovi Kaplan, that's his list over there. So each one onto his own. But you have to realize the Torah. What's the point of the Sudas Purim? Says the Mishnah Berurah, Simcha Sameach, Simcha, appreciation, Kodesh Baruch Hu. Realize Nahapachu, how everything switched around and turned around over here. But we should not walk away from Purim and people looking and pointing at you, ha, that's what you did. You threw up and you slapped your sheep over here, and you got shit to say with all your friends, whatever you want over here. Look at you. You don't understand the English, it's okay. You have to realize what your responsibility, you have to have this mindset before you go to Purim. You have to realize, now we're taking out Purim just the hangover and the sense of releasing our shackles, someone's telling me today, now I can do whatever I want. That's not what we're doing over here. We're doing over here, the releasing our shackles to get closer to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Closer to Kadosh Baruch Hu means to appreciate Hashem, to be makar av mekoymoy, appreciate our chaverim, we appreciate the Torah, appreciate the chesed. And after 120, we can say, look, we'll say, here's our clothing. This is our chesed, this is our derech eretz, very important derech eretz in Purim. This is our derech eretz, this is our hoga, this you look forward to. And for karet, if you realize it's not do that way in Purim, people ask me, what they get from Purim afterwards besides the hangover? What can you gain from it? So there's a Pachad Yitzchok that says, Ben Yonah from the Pasuk Mishlei, Ish Lefi Maloloi, a man unto his praise. What does that mean? The Pasha means, we have people praise you, that's who you are. Says Ben Yonah Fakert, what you praise, what you have machshiv, that's who you are. You walk around Purim and being hugging people and being machshiv them, appreciating them, that's, you can understand where you are.
That's what's all about.
During Purim, sometimes people realize who they are. People are very complex, you don't know what you're holding exactly. You walk around Purim and you got people back, you have to learn and work upon it all year round. You do, you have to work upon it. To Taki, we have what to gain on Purim, learn from a Purim, and have the right mindset leading into Purim. To Taki, Zeichat, we'll all have our correct begotten on top of us, and have a failure and a kosher in Purim.